The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. According to St. Mark, the Lord Jesus began his public ministry with these simple words, which are a clarion call to conversion and faith. And this morning I want to look briefly at five key ideas in these two verses: fulfillment, kingdom, repentance, belief, and gospel. The time is fulfilled, or as our translation has it, this is the time of fulfillment. What time and what is fulfilled? Recall that the book of Genesis explains that at the origin of the human race, there was a catastrophe. Our first parents departed from the plan the Creator had prepared for them to follow their own way and wisdom. And in this fall from grace, they introduced a flaw into human nature, which we inherit simply by being human. But at the same moment, as they were departing from God's plan, the Father promised that in the fullness of time, there would be a remedy. A man would come, born of a woman, who would destroy the enemy who led them astray and make possible the restoration of the life of grace, which was lost in the garden. That time, predicted from the beginning, is fulfilled when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This also explains how the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus, the Son of Mary, is also God the Son. He is God, and so when he comes among us, so does his kingdom. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand because Jesus of Nazareth is the fulfillment of that promise. And what are his words to us? Repent and believe in the gospel. The Greek word here translated repent means something more fundamental. Conversion, perhaps, is a better word, but deeper still, change. Change is required if we are to follow him. What must change? Everything. Our minds, our hearts, our wills, our lives, our decisions, our actions, everything we have, everything we are, must change. It is not possible to follow the Lord Jesus and remain unchanged, as Simon and Andrew, James and John discover further on in this morning's gospel. To follow Christ is to be changed by him. And those who will not change cannot follow him. This is one of the reasons why moralistic therapeutic deism, which we looked at briefly last week, is so attractive to our contemporaries. The Church of Moralistic Therapeutic Deism requires no conversion, no change, no repentance, just acceptance. But that which is contrary to the Father's eternal plan cannot be accepted, either by him or by us. Repent and believe in the gospel. Notice the connection and the order in which the Savior presents these. Not believe in the gospel and therefore repent. Repent and believe in the gospel, meaning it is our disordered lives which are an impediment to our faith in the Word of God, not the other way. People who will not allow themselves to be changed by God's grace place an impediment in their minds and hearts to accepting the gospel as true. Modern people think of it in the reverse. Convince me that this is true and I might consider changing my life. No. According to the Word of God, it works the other way. Be changed, be converted, and believe in the gospel. What is belief? It's not simply abstract mental assent to a proposition like 2 + 2 = 4. It is a cleaving of one's whole self to the truth of the Word of God. It is trust. It is fidelity. It is not possible to have an abstract belief that does not result in the transformation of my life. Repent and believe in what? The gospel. The good news of salvation. And where is that found? In sacred scripture and the apostolic tradition, which together constitute a single divine deposit of faith. Everything, in other words, which God has revealed for our salvation, everything that we must know and do to live the life of the new creation as friends of the Word made flesh. Now, even if we know that we need to be changed, and most of us learn that in the midst of suffering, a crisis of some kind. My misbehavior leads to real-world consequences, perhaps emotional consequences, like a broken relationship, or legal consequences, or the loss of a job. Once I know I need to be changed, I find that I lack the capacity to change. I do not have the strength on my own to accomplish the change that I know needs to happen. Repent and believe in the gospel. This belief in the good news of salvation, this trusting, this fidelity, this cleaving to the Word of God, explains how that repentance takes place. By God's grace, if I am in Christ and Christ is in me, then by grace through faith I will be changed. I will find the interior strength to make the changes necessary to live in fidelity to the gospel. The key question for most of us is this: do I really want to be changed? Or am I content to continue as I am? This is one of the reasons why, in the tender mercies of God, suffering can be an instrument of grace. We learn more from our tears than from our laughter most of the time. And when confronted with heartbreak or the consequences of my own wrongdoing or someone else's, that is the moment when grace can open a mind and change a heart and lead to a life made new according to the eternal wisdom of the Word made flesh. In Christ, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Therefore, let us be changed and be faithful to the gospel.